From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shireen Seewert. April is National Poetry Month. It's a time to celebrate the power of language and the poets who use it to help us see the world differently. In Wausau, Tiffany Rodriguez-Lee serves as the city's poet laureate. She joins us now to talk about the role of poetry in everyday life and how it connects people across backgrounds and what it means to represent Wausau through verse. Tiffany, welcome.
Hi, thank you. Good morning.
What does the role of poet laureate mean to you?
Well, first, I think it's really unique that Wausau, being the size city that it is, has such a great program and promotes that. And I think that outside of Wausau, that means a lot to people. There's a handful of cities in the state that do poet laureate programming. And when I'm out and about throughout the state and introducing myself, people are always a little surprised that we have one. So I think we should be proud of that. And the role of poet laureate for me personally is twofold. There's the stuff that you're required to do, which is, write poems for certain occasions. I was just in the city's spring newsletter. I read for certain events, and that's really fun. The second part is my own spin, which I'm probably not the only one that does this, is bringing free workshops into the community for different segments of the population. A lot of the times, these are folks that haven't really written much before or are just kind of there to experiment. And that's been one of my greatest joys as my role as poet laureate is to bring those opportunities to people that maybe normally wouldn't have it.
How does living in central Wisconsin shape the imagery or the themes in the poetry that you write?
It does a lot, actually. I've lived here for 12, 13 years, but have lived in other places and spent time in bigger cities in different parts of the world. I'm half Puerto Rican. It's interesting to live in central Wisconsin because I have eyes and experiences from other parts of the world that I'm able to bring to central Wisconsin, but I also am so embedded and deeply love and care about this very community that I live in and that I represent. Everything I do is from that really wide lens, but central Wisconsin is so special. It's so connected. And I know we're, kind of living in times where things feel a little disconnected, but this community, when you find the right people, is so great and so special. And so I am able to showcase what wonderful people we have here, what beautiful landscapes we have here. It's a really creative community, and I'm really able to lean into that when I write, and celebrate that and celebrate all the good things that we have here.
What do you think poetry can offer us at a time when so much of our public discourse feels polarized or fractured?
It's an outlet. Yeah, it's a creative outlet. And I work in the arts by day. And so I work in a lot of visual art programming and in the visual art world. But poetry is absolutely an art form that can be a release. And I see that a lot when I do programming with youth and high school students. They want to write and they want to tell their story. And I think right now it's really important for everybody to tell their story and feel heard and feel connected through using their words. And poetry does not have to be this big, fancy, elite, long form thing. It can be one line, it can be whatever, but we're able to, I think right now, use that as a way to express ourselves and hear other people's stories. And so, you learn a little, but also find people who, connect or feel those same things that you're feeling.
When you're working with those young writers or new poets, what advice do you give them when it comes to finding their own unique voice?
To be patient with yourself, but don't limit yourself. Let everything go, let everything out. We always start with just a free write, and that's where all the gunk comes out. Let everything come out first. And then take a step back and think about what just happened and what just came out or whatever you poured onto the page. And work from there. Voice changes. I think my voice as a poet has changed multiple times throughout, the last decade. But what I try to focus on is not limit myself. And so especially with young poets, just let it out. This isn't graded. this isn't a paper. What are you feeling? What are you seeing? What are you hearing? What do you need to let out? And so really just making sure that the parameters are that there are no parameters. Lets people really just kind of figure it out for themselves.
What role does poetry play in honoring or preserving local history and culture?
Yeah, it absolutely does. I think that can be overlooked sometimes. I feel like sometimes, maybe selfishly, not selfishly, I'm writing to make sure people hear what I have to say, but the poet laureate role has required me to think very much outside of myself and think about the community and the role that I play in the community. And so poetry, written word, storytelling has always been the way that we preserve culture and the way that we preserve history. And so this role as poet laureate has been no different. I'm able to capture periods of time, and it's the periods of time that I'm experiencing while also referencing, where this community has come from and where we started. And so it's a really interesting blend to add my own voice and how I see the world and the community while sort of preserving all of the things that we know Wausau and the greater Wausau area has experienced in the past.
We're marking National Poetry Month in April. What would you encourage people to do right now to connect with poetry in their own lives?
If you don't feel like writing, read something. Give it a try. I really try so hard to encourage people to participate in poetry and written word because it really can just be whatever you want it to be. It doesn't have to be this weird thing that you don't understand. You can consume it, you can enjoy it. Even just writing down in the morning, like, this is what I have going on today, and this is how I feel about it. That can be poetry too. It's all poetry. So yeah, I suggest people to read and consume.
Tiffany Rodriguez Lee, Poet Laureate in Wausau, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Happy Poetry Month.
If you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shireen Seewert from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.